On this edition of The Fabric of the Warriors with Rakuten, we listen into the extended season preview for the Warriors at NBA TV with Greg Anthony, Brian Shaw, and host Kristen Ledlow.
D'Angelo Russell was the unexpected pickup acquired in that sign-and-trade with Brooklyn. Do you see him, Bishaw, as the long-term solution for this Warriors team?
I think that he definitely can be. You know, one of the things, I coached D'Angelo for a year in L.A., and I was pretty hard on him early on. But he is a great, he's a great passer. He has great vision. He can really, really shoot the ball. He has savvy and a craftiness that's beyond his years. And so I think that he'll be on the ball a lot more, and that'll suit him and this team for the way that the style that they play. So I think that he definitely can be a long-term solution.
Because many GA thought that he could simply be a trade piece.
Yeah, and I thought that was a bunch of baloney. And okay. I say that because of the type of player he is and what the Warriors are about. The Warriors, and we talked about earlier, their stars are in their prime. You're not trying to basically get small pieces. You're trying to build a championship caliber now. And so I don't know that you're going to get the kind of return for D'Angelo Russell that you're going to need. But having said that, he's a guy that really, I think, fits what they need. Because now, because they don't have KD and they're not going to have Klay for a while, they got to have somebody else that can be a creator and a facilitator offensively. So now you've got three guys with Draymond out there that not only can score, but they can make plays for others. And I think he'll become a better defensive player. I think you're going to see his shot selection improve. And he's going to become a better player from playing alongside Steph Curry. Like, people don't understand the value of that. He goes there day one with the utmost respect for Steph Curry and what he's accomplished and who he is as a player. He's going there to get better. And I think ultimately he's going to buy in, and I think it's going to be a good fit for them long term.
In the stretches, though, where D'Lo is facilitating that offense, how does he change the Warriors' approach?
Well, I think, you know, for one thing, you know, you have to concentrate on the things that he does well and not the things that he doesn't. And with him having the ball in his hands, it's going to free up Steph to come off pick and rolls more when Klay, I mean, off of pin downs. When Klay comes back, the same thing, coming off pin downs. And that's when D'Angelo Russell is at his best. He's probably one of the best point guards in terms of pick and roll play in the league. He has size, he has that vision, and so it's going to open up a lot of things that they didn't have before, as well as the fact that he's a really, really good post-up point guard. So that's an option that they can go to and throw him in a post with his size to take advantage of.
Well, let's take a look at the Warriors' projected depth chart, as the team's depth has long been credited with their success. Guys, do you think that inexperience on this depth chart could be an issue? Let's talk first, though, about Kevon Looney, because he was re-signed with this team. What is it that you like about that signing, and what is it that he brings to the roster?
Well, toughness, and this is a team because they don't have the skill that they had in the years past, so you have to figure out a way to find talent, and toughness is talent. He can win possessions for you with his ability to rebound it. I think he's improved as a finisher. And if he can get consistent knocking down that mid-range jump shot, I think he becomes a much more valuable piece to this team. And I also think he's going to have more confidence. He dealt with some injuries towards the end of last season. I think by them re-signing him shows faith in him and gives him that belief that he's going to be a part of the future.
And I think that he's ready to take a step because he's going to be dependent on more this season. You know, last year, he's always done the intangibles. He's always been the guy kind of behind whoever was starting at the center, whether it was JaVale McGee or DeMarcus Cousins. Now that's going to be his role, and he'll continue to blossom and flourish. He's a really, really good and underrated defensive rebounder, and his mid-range shot has improved, and we saw that in the playoffs last year. So I think that that will continue to grow, and he'll be a pleasant surprise for them.
Willie Cauley-Stein is going to be out for the entirety of training camp with a foot strain. He'll be reevaluated after the training camp comes to a conclusion. But, GA, do you like this signing? Do you think he could be the right fit for the Warriors?
I love it. I'm a big Cauley-Stein fan. I thought last year he made a tremendous growth in his game. You know, we talked about it. He can also make that mid-range. He gives you really good impact on that glass defensively. And I think the other thing that's going to benefit him and the Warriors is his skill set fits with what they like to do. They've got three guys who are terrific playmakers, and when you get a seven-footer that can rim run and get to that rim and finish as well, that's going to be big for them. And then factor in defensively. I think he can block shots. He can play defense in space too, B, which I think is going to be important in today's NBA. Your bigs have to be able to guard guards out on the perimeter for extended periods of time.
And I look for him to surprise people as well, because before JaVale McGee came to the Golden State Warriors, you know, people were kind of shaking their head when they signed him. And, you know, his ability to roll dynamically like he did opened up with defenses staying with the shooters on the perimeter, really, really opened it up for JaVale. I think Colley Stein has that same ability to be able to roll hard to the basket, to be able to rim run if they do get out on the break. He's younger and more athletic than anybody that they've had at that position. And I agree with you to your point of him being defensively, being able to block shots, being able to eat up space, and if they have to switch, being active and being agile enough to be able to stay in front of guards if he has to switch on guards.
Also adding to that depth, we've talked a lot about the Warriors' losses as far as veteran leadership goes, but many forget Alec Burks is an 8-year veteran in the NBA. What's he bringing Bishaw, especially off the bench?
Well, scoring ability, you know, for one. And I think that this is his opportunity to try to find his niche with the team. That's a good team that's going to have high expectations. There's not going to be – I mean, the pressure for him is just to do what he's always done, and that's putting the ball in the basket. And so he provides that size and that ability to be able to do that.
You know, one of the things that happens is, you know, when you come in the league initially, everybody thinks they're going to be a star, and you can get humbled a little bit. And eventually, though, you figure out, you know what, this is who I am, and I can make a great career and be a part of some really good teams. I think that's where Alec Burks is at this stage of his career. This is an opportunity for him to go and be a part of a great team. And he's been on really good teams, so he understands what the sacrifice is all about when you talk about winning.
This is the Fabric of the Warriors with Rakuten.